KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies. It's 58 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 79. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this morning by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In local news, members of the City of Atlantic's Planning and Zoning Commission Tuesday evening tabled action until next week on approving a site plan for Scooter's Coffee over concerns about traffic congestion in the area between Oinkers and McDonald's. Commissioner Vicki Brown.
I have nothing against the business, and I think it would be wonderful if there was one here. But it's just, that is so congested out there, and we're going to just add to the congestion.
Well, and that little lane there is so tiny.
So tiny. I don't know what the answer is. I mean, it's too bad that the parking lot was designed that way when it was designed. I just don't see any saving grace of adding to the congestion. We're just going to make it worse.
Brown and others were specifically concerned about the traffic congestion at the Y turn located just east of McDonald's. She also lamented the potential loss of green space.
That's a beautiful green space out there. Mm-hmm. Boy, I just have a really hard time cutting down a tree, ruining a beautiful green space, putting a building up. We cement everything. It just seems like we want to put cement everywhere.
Scooter's construction manager Dan Forslund said the company wants to build a drive-through coffee shop kiosk on the green space, currently located south of the Verizon building at 1500 East 7th Street. He said he would talk with the Iowa Department of Transportation to try and make the turn onto 7th Street both east and westbound instead of just westbound, as is currently the case, in hopes that if approved, that would alleviate some of the traffic congestion. If the DOT gives its blessing, Forslund will come back to the PNZ next week with a revised plan for the property. Commissioner Brown cautioned that if the option is not okayed by the DOT, there is a higher risk of accidents among the congestion.
I just think if you don't get it okayed, you're going to have people that are going to turn east there, because not everybody is going to want to go west. They're not going, and if there's a congestion at McDonald's, they're not going to sit there and wait for that to clear up. They're going to go east, and then if there's, say there would be an accident there, then you're going to run into another problem.
If the business gets the go-ahead from all parties, Scooters will be open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., serving a variety of coffee products and breakfast.
Our sales are lowest Saturday and Sunday. Usually it's Monday. Fridays are our busiest days. Saturday and Sunday, our sales do go lower for some reason, probably because people don't drink so much coffee on the weekends.
Forslund said their normal heaviest traffic flow is 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., except on Sundays. He said they need to make roughly between $1,000 and $1,200 a day to be profitable. Commissioner Brown pointed out that there are two other coffee shops that opened in town over the past few years, and both closed within a year, but Forslund was optimistic.
I know we'd like to give it a shot. We ran it through our models, and we looked at the traffic counts.
The only restaurant in Hamburg affected by repeated flooding this past spring is preparing to reopen after several months of being closed. The Blue Moon Bar and Grill in Hamburg has been closed since mid-March because of high water. One of the owners, Vicky Schulen, says that she and her husband are dedicated to bringing the restaurant back. She says it's the kind of place that farmers love.
They come in at noon. We pretty much know where they're going to sit, what they're going to drink, and for the most part, what they're going to order. I mean, it's just a staple. It's a community social place. You know, they all meet, talk about the crops.
The Blue Moon's two buildings were inundated with at least 3 feet of water last spring, and it's been closed for 5 months.
Not only have we lost everything, we're reinvesting part of our retirement money that we still have back into the business to try to get it open again.
Schulen says bought both chairs and booths from a closed Perkins restaurant. She installed a new kitchen and is waiting for an electrician to wire it. She's getting one of the two buildings ready for a couple of inspections and hopes to reopen it for business the day after Labor Day. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, police in Red Oak Tuesday afternoon arrested 40-year-old Tyler Jeffrey Jennings of Red Oak. Jennings was taken into custody on a Red Oak Police Department warrant for domestic abuse assault second offense. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 bond. And the Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that a man from Thayer had reported Saturday, sometime during the night of Friday, August 9th, and Saturday morning, August 10th, someone vandalized a fuel tank on his property and then stole diesel fuel. The loss was estimated at $1,250. Anyone with information about the incident should contact the Union County Sheriff's Office. In the funeral report, Beverly J. Brown, age 75, of Exira, died Thursday at Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Beverly Brown will be this morning at 10:30 at Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Laverne John Schuning, age 84, of Harlan, died Friday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Laverne Schuning will be held today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Richard Tibkin, age 78, of Atlantic and formerly of Cumberland, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Richard Tibkin will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Evangelical Lutheran Church, south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Reva Haskins, age 78, of Manning, died Tuesday at Acura Healthcare of Manning. Visitation for Reva Haskins will be held tomorrow from 4 until 8 p.m. at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Carol Edick, age 74, of Camdenton, Missouri, and formerly of Carson, died Monday. Memorial services for Carol Edick will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Carson United Methodist Church. Recon Funeral Home of Oakland is assisting the family. Bernice Barat, age 98, of Manila and formerly of Irwin, died July 12th. Funeral services for Bernice Barat will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Irwin. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Hazel Weston, age 95, of Audubon, died Sunday at Exira Care Center. Services for Hazel Weston will be this Saturday at 1:30 at the Harvest Family Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Paula Mogensen, age 86, of Avoca, died August 5th. Graveside services for Pauline Mogensen will be held Monday at 10 a.m. at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Dorothy Peters, age 94, of Red Oak and formerly of Griswold, died Tuesday at the Red Oak Rehab and Care Center. Services for Dorothy Peters are pending at Recon Funeral Home. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.